Oh, hi, Cheryl. It's Tina from Local Splash getting back to you.
Yes, I wanted
Hi.
To take care of that.
Okay, no problem. So I have the billing in front of me, and is it still the 7709 Avenue J for the billing address on this card?
No, this is my personal card.
Oh, okay. So let me, what's the billing address then?
My address is 6811 87th Street.
Okay.
And Lubbock, Texas, 79424.
79424. Okay. And then it's your card, so it doesn't say Field Appliance Repair or anything on it, right? It just says Cheryl Graham.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes,
perfect.
It does. So. Cheryl L, middle initial L.
Okay. Let me update that. Cheryl L. Graham. Got it.
Well, this
okay.
This is just a one time.
Sure, we can go back and put the other one on for future billings, but for this one,
okay.
We'll just do the one.
Yeah, he will have everything cleared up on that one right now. He's, like I said, he's in the hospital, so he will get it all taken care of when he gets out.
Okay, yeah, no problem. I'm happy that he's getting out on Friday, hopefully. That's what you said, so that's
yes,
good news,
that's
right?
What we're hoping. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good for him, good. So, okay, so go ahead. I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, it's a Visa, and it's 4737.
Okay.
0249.
Got it.
7907.
Okay.
6512. Expiration 1026.
Okay, and the code?
113.
113. Okay, so I'll get the one-time payment on this one, and then... Sometimes when I put in a new card, it'll erase the former, so I'm going to attempt to switch it back. If it doesn't,
okay.
I'll just set your billing to an invoice, and then, you know, he can call us when he gets out of the hospital.
Oh, yes, that'll be part, and I'll make sure he calls ahead of time, too, to let you know, because I know he doesn't want to have an invoice come, so he'll call and make sure that everything is straight with it.
Perfect. Okay. Well, I got the green light, so everything worked on that card. I went to go switch it back, and it did erase the former one, but no worries. I'll just set it to an invoice, and I can
Okay,
even,
and I'll have them call.
Sounds good. Okay, good. Well, thank you for taking care of that. And
now,
have a really
let me just, would he call the same number?
Yes.
Your
yes.
number? Okay. So
yep,
I'm gonna, let me just add
billing.
This. Let me add this to his... dates that he has to call. Hold on one second.
I know. You're probably keeping busy while he's in there taking all the messages and everything, huh?
Oh, yeah. Plus, I'm working my own at-home job that I have with it. So we're just trying, him and his wife, we're trying to take turns on, you know, keeping things
nice.
Up.
Yeah.
So. Okay. And invoice now. Okay. And what was the total amount that I paid today?
It's just for $149, and that has you guys paid in full till November 30th.
Got
so
it.
As long as he calls us to switch that back from the invoice before November 30th, we can do it. If there's a problem with the payment at that time, then we'll reach out to you guys again, okay?
That's fine. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome, Cheryl. Have a good week.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks. Bye.